Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
That's Fresh Air this afternoon at 3 o'clock right here on listener-supported 90.5 FM WCBE Columbus. We're live from Studio A with Richard Julian. Welcome.
Hey there.
It's nice to have you. He'll perform tonight at Dick's Den, and he's on the road in support of this latest album, Sunday morning and Saturday Shoes.
Exactly.
And he's playing tonight at Dick's Den.
If it were Saturday morning and Sunday Shoes, that would be a real lost weekend.
A whole different. Yeah. And we'll see how what's spawned that title track after this first song you're going to do.
Oh, okay. We're going to get started right away, huh?
Yep.
I hadn't thought of what I was going to do first. I guess I'll do something off the record, kind of an ode to my hometown in Brooklyn. This is called Brooklyn in the Morning. Brooklyn in the morning and a breeze through the back door. There's a back door in Brooklyn, and Brooklyn a breeze. Early birds are out making a racket in the trees. There are birds in Brooklyn, a back door and a breeze. Neighbors off to work, and now the dog is barking. In Brooklyn, there's a neighbor with a dog next door. Shift into vertical, come on, feet on the floor. There are birds in Brooklyn, a dog and a neighbor next door. There's construction in Brooklyn, on the avenue below. In Brooklyn, there is construction on the avenue. Throw up your curtains and this whole other world's coming through. Of the birds and the dog and the crane on the avenue. Morning, morning. Thank you.
Richard Julian live from Studio A. It's one off his new album, Sunday Morning and Saturday Shoes. It's his fifth album, and he's touring in support of it. And he'll be performing tonight at Dick's Den along with Matt Munhall, and I believe there's somebody else.
Micah Dalton.
Okay.
Yeah, songwriter from Atlanta.
All right. And the new album, as I just mentioned, Sunday Morning and Saturday Shoes. Would you tell us a story about what planted the seed for that title track?
Yeah, it's probably a lot of times, you know, just seeing people coming home, you know, dressed in the clothes from the night before, or maybe being one of those people a few times. But I think the time I thought of the song was more watching somebody else, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's just something funny when the sun's out like that in summertime and it's beating hard and you just feel kind of sweaty and you're still wearing, you're all dressed in black or, you know.
And those high heels.
Yeah, yeah, the heels, the whole thing, you know.
Now, yeah. as a songwriter, your reference point for your style of songwriting, you mentioned Alexander Payne, the filmmaker, before musicians. What is it about his work that you relate with in the style that you do?
Yeah, that's a cool question. You know, I mean, I've been influenced by a lot of songwriters, too, obviously. You know, I love, you know, Randy Newman or Bob Dylan or whoever else would cite. But yeah, lately it's been more, I've just been getting into movies or getting into poetry or just anything else, you know. And Alexander Payne is a filmmaker who made Sideways and Election, Citizen Ruth, about Schmidt. I like his work because I don't feel like it puts anybody on. It tends to go down the middle of most issues, you know, especially a movie like Citizen Ruth that, you know, deals with, like, the abortion issue. And he's not just, like, a liberal Hollywood type, but he's not a right-winger either. He kind of just sort of – he seems to be a real artist, like, just an observer.
Yeah.
And I also like his incorporation of humor into really serious dramas and the way he interweaves it in his movies in a way that – makes them kind of avoid being able to be stereotyped as one thing or the other.
That's how you go about the style?
I guess. I feel kind of a kinship to that. You know, sometimes, you know, I play all over the world. Like, I just got back from Japan, and I play up, you know, I did some dates in Canada this year, and the United States is a different mentality than some of these other places, and they are a different mentality from us, you know. But one thing I notice sometimes in the United States is if you put humor in your songs, people, they feel like they have to gut laugh at it. They're used to television or something, you know, and the idea of it just sort of kind of floating or kind of flying into another idea for just a minute and then floating back out is sometimes a little challenging for people. You know, they don't know whether you're a funny guy or whether they're supposed to take you seriously. It seems to confuse the issue. And it's funny, I mean, when I go up to Canada, I always feel like it's almost a prerequisite. Like, you have to be ironic or a satirist, or they don't take you seriously at all. So it's a very different kind of thing, you know. And I like that. I think I'm inspired that Alexander Payne has got such a solid career, and it's in America, and people in America love his movies, and he manages to bridge this gap that I feel like I see everywhere else I go, you know.
Yeah. And you mentioned Citizen Ruth, which... don't you think that was so underrated as a film? I mean, Laura Dern was amazing.
No one even knows about it. I'm glad that you do. Laura Dern is incredible in that film.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's good in that movie. I've seen it a few times. It kind of blows me away, that movie, actually, the twists and turns that it takes.
Good.
They're surprising, and even after you've seen them and you already know what's coming, it still feels surprising to watch it unfold because it's such a brilliant plot, you know? So
Richard,
that's cool that you know that. I like that.
Oh, Richard Julian, he's live from Studio A, and he'll be live tonight at Dick's Den. And his latest CD, Sunday Morning and Saturday Shoes. I don't know why it's a weekend thing, I guess.
Hey, it's a mouthful. Some people told me not to do it. They said it's too much. You know, I was naming the record, and I came up with that idea, and some friends said, no, it should be one or two words. And I was in D.C. the night this friend told me that, and I was looking at all these LPs on the wall of this club. And sure enough, they were all like one word, two words, and they, like Buck Owens had a record called Hot Dog, stuff like that. I thought, okay. But then I thought of Paul Simon, Still Crazy After All These Years. That's one of my favorite records.
Yeah.
That has one more word than Sunday Morning and Saturday's Shoes. So
I think it's just fine.
Yeah.
It's just my... It's my
all right. No, don't worry about it. Makes for a good conversation, right?
Richard Julian, what's this next one you're going to do?
That was off Sunday Morning in Saturday's Shoes, and I'll do something else off of that, I guess, as well. Let me see here. This song is kind of imagines what it might be like if Jesus Christ had any offspring. It's called God the Third. God the Third, Jesus Son, GPA 2.1. He's just lazy, he's not dumb. Such are the words they speak about me. I'm the son of the son. I'm the son of the son. I'm the son of the son. Grandfather, have mercy on me. Chase and tell, scoring weed. The son of the son knew a friend of a friend. No idea who he wanted to be. I don't see myself as a forgiver of sins, like the way my daddy done. I'm just the son of the son. I'm just the son of the son. Grandfather, have mercy on me. Just a blank, aimless kid. And we were so enthralled with all he did. There he is, page one. It's the son of the son. The son of the son. It's the son of the son. Hallelujah, the Savior has come. Hallelujah. He's come till we're done with the sun.
Richard Julian live from Studio A, another one off Sunday Morning and Saturday Shoes, God the Third. He'll perform tonight at Dick's Den. And I want to talk about growing up. You learned you were classically trained as a pianist at a young age and then started writing songs in your teens. Yeah. When was it that you wanted to head out to L.A. and do this? And then there was kind of a roadblock for you that landed you in Vegas.
In Las Vegas. Wow, you have the whole story down there. I grew up in Delaware, there really wasn't much of a music scene happening there, at least at that time. I don't really know what's happening there now because I don't live there, you know. But my grades weren't that good. It's just kind of, I don't know, I kind of was just sort of searching for what I wanted to do. But I loved writing songs and playing guitar. And I went to Las Vegas because I knew a guy I could stay with there. And so I landed there, but I realized after about a year it wasn't a place for original music. You know, I played keyboards, like, in a lounge band there. Uh-huh. And then I moved back to New York because of just articles I was reading about the folk scene back in New York and kind of a supportive songwriter scene. And I moved back there. I showed up in New York like John Voight in Midnight Cowboy or something, you know. I didn't know a thing. I didn't know anybody. I was just walking down the street in my sort of misfitted clothes, and just took me a long time to kind of figure out what was happening. But I always really liked it. You know, there was always an energy in the city that really got me excited and still does. I like living there.
So where did you settle? Where did you first live when you moved there?
I got a place with a roommate, like out of the Village Voice in Hell's Kitchen, a neighborhood called Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan on 44th and 10th. I lived there for a while. That was a rough neighborhood at that time. And then that neighborhood, I lived in that neighborhood in various incarnations for about, 15 years. And then I moved out to Brooklyn, where I live now. So,
the place you call home.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Brooklyn. It's got a more chilled out vibe than Manhattan, but Manhattan's still pretty great.
It's not that far away.
Yeah, no, not at all. I have a car. 92 Volvo, if it works, I can get there.
Just tap on it.
Yeah, exactly. Just bang on the front and I'm in Manhattan.
Richard Julian, he's live from Studio A. And this is your fifth album, but you also have other side projects that you've been in. Will you talk about the Little Willies and your other things with Jesse?
Sure, yeah. I got a couple projects that I work in. One is called The Little Willies, which is a band with Nora Jones and a guitarist named Jim Campolongo. We do country covers and mostly covers. Now we're writing more songs, for the band, although the band only plays a few times a year. It's a side project,
Yeah.
Side project that probably got out of control, but and so, yeah, I've done that and, play with Nora some and also play with Sasha Dobson, mm-hmm. singer back in New York. Me and Jesse Harris working her band, produced her record.
Yeah,
and,
we played that.
Yeah, I've been doing some more producing. I just produced this Japanese artist, this guy named Yuichi Ohata. It's going to come out in August. And he's really cool. Yeah,
it's been a couple years. We've played some of that.
Oh, that's too, great. So. Wow. Yeah. You guys are
so
hip, man.
Send it our way.
We got Citizen Ruth. We covered Citizen Ruth. We covered Yuichi Ohata. We can go anywhere now.
Let's think. What can I bring it up? And then you mentioned producing. Talk about the producer, Bonnie Raitt, or how you got connected through Bonnie Raitt with this wonderful
Bonnie
producer.
Suggested I work with Mitchell Froom, who's a producer a lot of people know about. Mitchell's just produced seemingly everybody. He's been on the scene for a long time. And I went out to L.A. with my trio, and we did this last record with him. Mm-hmm. And Mitchell kind of played some keyboards. And it's a real stripped-down kind of thing. I've got a quintet in New York, but we pared it down even to a trio because this batch of songs seemed more intimate or something. They were kind of a little more storytelling, and they didn't seem to want the big sound, So I just took my bass player and drummer, and then when we needed a little bit of extra icing, Mitchell, took out one of his 80 to 90 keyboards that are laying around there, all this weird antique stuff.
Yeah.
I don't even know. People ask me sometimes, what is that sound on the record? And I say, I have no idea. Because he would try so many different things. He reminded me a lot of the way I write my songs. Like, he kind of hunts and pecks. He's not really he's not a guy that just knows the answer off the top of his head. He'll go, okay, I think this could use something. And he'll try five different things until something really just feels inevitable or feels right, And so by the time he was up to that fourth or fifth instrument, I didn't even know what he was playing anymore. I was just sitting in the booth waiting to hear a sound that felt good, So.
Well, great. It's a wonderful new album, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Your new CD, it's Sunday Morning and Saturday Shoes. Richard Julian, he'll perform tonight here in Columbus at Dick's Den. And we want to thank you for playing for us today, and hopefully you'll take us out with one.
You bet. Like I told you, I was just in Japan, and I had all that jet lag waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I did some writing on it. I'm going to play a brand new one.
Great.
Nobody's heard yet. Rooftop, water tower, sky. Club clock, a carriage winding by. And you can't remember why. At your window. No, you can't remember why. The pavement, the steel. The sun. Good Lord, just look at everyone pecking for a crumb at your window. Oh, just look at everyone.
sweet baby. No, no, it doesn't have to be that way. Love is free. You don't have to pay. Change is bound to come, you know. Aretha Franklin told you so, as you hovered like a crow at your window. As you hover like a crow. Your window.